Is that another beer?
That is.
I'm gonna have to go get another beer.
Yes, because this is.
All right. Well.
This is the no bullshit.
Go ahead and talk. Start the topic off. I'll be right back.
All right. Here we go.
Making the main.
A lot of talking in MMA. Now, as ordinary drunks, you hear a lot of. We're not experts.
Oh, I'm back, folks. Yeah.
This is the no bullshit.
The no bullshit zone?
This is the no bullshit zone.
Alright. I like that.
This is where we're gonna tear apart fights.
Yes, this is a new segment. A new segment. Yes. Fuck.
And shit. Alright. We're new to this podcast shit. What do you want to name this shit now? Is it a podcast? What are we going to
do? No bullshit zone. Smutcast.
Smutcast.
It might be a little too much for people to handle. And it might turn away people. Maybe we won't call it that. We'll just call it this thing.
Well, here we are. Now, getting back to my Bone Jones talk. I like Bone Jones. He's a good fighter and everything else. But I think he was afraid of Rashad Evans. I think he is afraid of Rashad Evans.
I think Bones Jones is doing something to Rashad Evans that I like to refer to as the mind fuck. And he is penetrating his medulla oblongata and mind fucking him right now. Yes. He's done it every time before. What makes you think he's going
to
change?
I think Bones Jones wants to prepare. Because fuck, he just came off Ryan Bader. And after that, Shogun, a month later, he needs a break.
This is what I'm saying.
He's taking a break.
Jones' hand was sore. I believe it.
Yeah, because he was beat
the
shit.
Perfect time to take a break, because they wanted him to turn right around to fight again. Perfect time to say, hey, I only got 8 weeks, so I need more than that.
But he's ducking Rashad Evans.
He's not ducking. He's not ducking. It's mind fucking.
Ducking.
He's mind fucking him. You think he's really afraid of Rashad Evans, dude? He's gonna.
I think he's nervous about Rashad Evans.
You know how big
he just got the belt.
You know how big he's
the curse. The curse of the light heavyweight belt. That's a cursed belt. It's changed a lot of hands, really quick.
Oh, I can. I mean, he can lose for sure.
Exactly. He wants to prepare. He is ducking to get prepared.
If you had to bet your house on it, who would you pick to win that fight? Any fight.
If I had to bet
Bones
my house.
Versus anybody. Your house. Is there any person that you would bet the house against Bones Jones?
I wouldn't bet the house against Bones
Thank
Jones.
Thank you.
I would not bet the house against him.
Thank you.
But, the actions are telling me that he's ducking. His actions. Okay, so two doctors said you need surgery, and you listened to the third doctor. The third doctor was...
Again, I think it is something called the mind fuck.
Yeah, well, that's ducking. You
no,
call mind fuck.
This is a strategic... Ducking. This is a strategic plan by Bones Jones and his team to mind fuck Rashad Evans... To keep him waiting, to keep him frustrated, to keep him mad. He just threw a beer.
I was upset.
He threw his beer.
I am upset. Because Bones Jones is holding up the fight. Phil fucking Davis.
He just fought.
Phil Davis.
Just fought. Too.
Is the top contender. Phil Davis is not the fucking top contender.
No.
He no. is not.
No, I told you who the top contenders are. Phil Davis. Rashad Evans. Rampage. And Machida. That is
Shogun still
the top.
Is a top.
If any one of them wins.
Shogun is a top.
If
still.
Any one of those four win in a spectacular fashion in the next fight, they're getting the title shot, dude. They're getting the title shot. If Machida karate kicks someone else... He's got the title shot. Watch.
Yes.
Because they can sell it. Which is fine by me. I want to see it.
In fact,
I want to see that fight.
I think the best card would be Bones Jones, whoever wins, out of Rashad Evans and Phil Davis, because Rashad could lose. Rashad could lose and fuck up the whole division. If Rashad loses, he's going to fuck up the whole division right now.
Well, I have no doubts that Jones will eventually fight Davis anyway, even if Davis loses. He's going to go through, he's going to fight Evans, he's going to fight Davis, who's going to beat the crap out of, just like he would now. He's just going to be another, just like what St. Pierre's going through. He's going through the challengers. None of them stand a chance, dude. None of them stand a chance.
He is on a different level. He is. He showed that shit during the Ryan Bader fight. Leapfrogging behind him.
If Anderson Silva and St. Pierre are on that level, why can't Bones Jones be on that level? I think he is. You know?
Sure,
he's going to get knocked out. He's going to lose. One day he's going to lose. Could be his next fight. But he's still on that level, though.
He is. He's embarrassing fighters.
Man, I want some Bones Jones money.
Yes. I mean, I want to hate on Bones Jones, but I got to admit, it's great watching him fight because he whoops people's ass. He embarrasses them. He takes their will. He's like an Anderson Silva.
Yes.
He takes the will from you.
Mm-hmm.
Anderson Silva is a mind fucker. He mind fucked Chael Sonnen. He mind fucked him.
Oh, yeah. He's been mind fucked. He already mind fucked Okami.
Okami.
And he knocked him out from his back with Okami in his guard with a kick. What the fuck? Yeah, Okami's mind fucked. He tried to posture up and got knocked out. That's horrible. So he's mind fucked already. He couldn't do anything in that whole fight.
Couldn't do nothing.
Now it's just even worse. Okami's good, but he's not. It's like Rampage fighting Jones. He's good, but he's not going to beat him.
No.
It's ridiculous. I should do the P90X and challenge Anderson Silva.
He needs a contender. There's nobody in that middleweight division.
Right.
Even Brian Stann. Now, Brian Stann had a vicious... He did a vicious knockout. It was nice. But Brian Stann could not fuck with Anderson Silva.
Could he even get past a Chael Sonnen? Could he get past a Vanderlei Silva?
Maybe.
Could he get past a Chael Sonnen? Probably not. Could he get past a Yushin Okami? Probably not. Could he get past...
Yushin Okami.
Michael Bisping?
I would think Yushin Okami gets
Stan. Oh, wait. They signed Mayhem versus Bisping.
Yes, they did.
We should talk about that.
We should.
This season of the Ultimate Fighter season this year, 13, must be cursed. It's 13, and it sucks. Wow. I watch it, but it sucks, dude.
It does, actually.
It sucks.
It does.
Sucks. It sucks.
What the fuck?
I want to see Mayhem versus Bisping now.
Yes.
See, I want to see it now. And they fight each other on the finale this time. Which is how it should have been.
That's how you sell it. You can't get too big of stars in that. I mean, I watched the whole season. I don't want to pay for a shitty pay-per-view. That'd be a shitty pay-per-view.
Dude, UFC knew they had to make a change with the Ultimate Fighter. So they're having him fight on the finale card.
Exactly.
Perfect.
That's the way to do it.
Bisping. Mayhem. Finale.
A Bisping.
Live.
Sonnen.
Free. Spike TV.
Like, you know what? I know Chael fucked up. He fucked up.
Let him fight.
Let him fight.
Dude, he's getting... How did he become? He became, for a long moment, and still is. Still is. Most controversial figure in MMA.
Yes, he is.
Right? And if you think about it, his controversy was like all sorts of craziness he was doing, right? He's like the opposite of Ali, but he has achieved the first Ali-type status in MMA. Like as far as just controversy, always in the smack talk and the constant news.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? When he opens his mouth, it's in the news.
Because if you talk to that average fight fan, they'll tell you.
Now,
he almost beat Anderson Silva.
I'm not saying his, because he has no causes.
No.
He's committed crimes. He's a, that's what I'm saying. He's the opposite of Ali.
He is a criminal.
He's the opposite of Ali, but he has managed his hype. He's managed to meet his hype level.
Yes.
Kind of. Not really, because boxing was very big then. But for today's standards in MMA, he's the first one to get that much
news. I think news presence. He is a household name.
He's got to be by now. Holy shit.
Anybody who knows anything about MMA...
They know he's been on MSNBC and CNN. Holy shit.
He's a household
name. Yahoo News for crimes. Which I understand. Sometimes you do crimes.
He just didn't think. Is bad deeds caught up with him?
Next time he needs to do a crime, he should consult somebody first.
Yes. Conciliar shit.
You can consult me. I'm a reverend and a doctor. I'll tell you if that's a good idea or not. If not, I might give you a better idea.
And I'll give you an image.
Otherwise, I'll tell you, no, don't do that at all.
Once again, this is the no bullshit.
The no bullshit zone.
We don't give a fuck. We don't. We're going to say it, it's on your minds, and we're doing it. Now, Junior Dos Santos, Shane Carwin, Brock Lesnar.
You keep bringing this up.
Now... I want to get into it with Brock Lesnar. I understand he's sick. I get it. But now, the heavyweight division's fucked.
The man is finished!
I think that's his career.
He's finished!
I think that's his career.
I hate to say it, I'm a Brock Lesnar fan. I am a Brock Lesnar fan.
I like Brock Lesnar, but I think this is it.
Finished.
I don't think you could do that, Brock.
Sorry. I wish he wasn't finished. I think he's going to fight again and he's going to get finished. He's going to be finished for real. It's horrible.
Yeah.
It's horrible.
It is.
But.
Because I was pumped about that fight.
Man.
Brock Lesnar, Junior Dos Santos. I thought that was going to be a great fight.
Jesus Christ.
Now it kind of turned into a.
Jesus Christ, Brock Lesnar.
Yeah, that pay-per-view got fucked up.
I looked at that pay-per-view today and I was like, what? Pay-per-view?
I mean, has a rapture happened for the UFC?
Carwin Dos Santos, pay-per-view headliner. Good, great fight. Where's the belt?
Yes. Where is what's going to make me pay for that fight?
Dude, they need a pay-per-view title, a TV title. I want all that.
They better interim that belt. Strip Kane. Strip him from the belt.
Oh. Let's talk about why Cain Velasquez is never in the news. Whoa. What did he do wrong? Jesus Christ.
Because what the fuck happened?
He didn't do shit. They just don't even talk to him.
Why is he not talking? What's happened? He is the champ.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what happened. Cain Velasquez impregnated his wifey. And now he has a kid. And now his time is very valuable. That's what happened. Oh, God, we're going to get punched in the face so bad. Cain Velasquez, this is just a prediction. It's not really saying it's the truth. It's a prediction. So don't punch me in the face.
Please.
I want all my teeth. Forever.
Oh, fuck it. This is the no bullshit.
It is a no bullshit zone.
This is the no bullshit zone.
Let's face it. She's... Some popped out a baby and she wants some pussy. And you better not go. Where are you going? Where are you at? What time was it? When did you go there? When did you do this? That's what's going on with Cain Velasquez. Don't let it fool you. Don't let him fool you, dude. He hasn't been in the news. Why do you think he's not on the news?
Yeah, he's quiet.
Why?
He is quiet.
I know why. Because he's been cleaning the kitchen floor. Oh, gosh.
He's been cuddling the baby.
Which is fine.
It happens.
But, wow. I don't know what to say about that, Cain Velasquez.
If it's true, congratulations.
And I'll bet
I want you to whoop everybody's ass. Because you're my favorite fighter.
I'll probably bet on him.
You are the shit. Don't worry about a Junior Dos Santos. Don't worry about Brock Lesnar. Shane
Don't
Cohen.
Worry about People Magazine.
You're
TMZ.
Better than them.
Don't worry about TMZ.
Fuck Fuck Team Z. Fuck Team Z.
That's what he's worried about, dude. He's doing... He's keeping it tight. Keeping it tight.
Aren't there... There's
damage stocks. Control, tight, small, tight, family, community, camp, tight. That's what he's doing right now. That's why he ain't out there like crazy.
Because he don't want to get stalked.
No.
Because he'll get stalked.
Him and his wife going through some things. He's arguing. Everybody understands.
Hey, new baby syndrome. Fuck. It's a different world.
It's going to happen.
It happens.
Right.
You don't know what to do. You're frustrated, but you're happy.
He's out in Vegas.
Yeah.
In the penthouse suite at the Palms. His wife's at home with the kids. She's not going to play that.
No, hell no.
No, you're not going there. You are not going to Vegas.
Shit. That's like Mayweather problems right there. That's a Mayweather problem. You're smart, Kane.
Which I understand, Kane Velasquez. I understand.
Sit back.
Exactly.
Sit back. Enjoy your child.
Doing the right thing. Keep it tight. Keep it fam tight.
Yes. Make yourself successful at home, and after that, you can do whatever you want. Once again, the no bullshit zone.
Oh. And speaking of no bullshit. That was no bullshit, the worst segue ever. That's right.
Pork.
I'm finished with that.
Hey.
Paraphernalia.
You got ports, two ports in your pocket.
Possibly. Oh, I have many. I have many.
You have another one?
The new ports are abundant. Another box.
Oh.
Those are mine.
Oh, this is yours.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
You just took my new ports and said, where's yours?
Well, that's a problem. Hold mine. That's why I always smoke it off brand. Marlboro. Bullshit zone.
Oh, God.
54s.
No bullshit.
Thank you.
Diego Sanchez and Matt Hughes.
Oh, God. The worst pay-per-view.
Best fight they've made for a long time.
Oh, my God. That is the worst pay-per-view sell. What the fuck?
Is that going on a pay-per-view?
That is a pay-per-view fight.
Hmm?
Who is going to buy that fight?
Oh, God. Sit in that chair. But
now,
who's the headliner?
The headliner is Matt Hughes Sanchez.
No.
That is a pay-per-view fight. It's pay-per-view.
No, Dana. Dana, we always say no. We're not going to get it. Then
you
got to
knock
it
off.
But this time, we... Come on.
Because that is not... That is a co-main event at best.
Man, you got Strikeforce dudes under contract.
Put them
in there. Now, put them in there.
Do
now.
Something. Hey.
Fuck the tournament.
Do a woman championship fight.
Dude.
Do that one. I would rather see that than Matt Hughes.
Do that or fuck the Strike Force tournament. I want to see.
And
let's
Diego.
See a fight.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. Matt Hughes and Diego Sanchez. They both don't impress me. I'm not impressed by either one of them. Matt Hughes had his reign, but it was time.
Well, I think
when BJ Penn knocked you out.
I think Sanchez will win that fight.
Yes, it's going to embarrass him.
Yeah.
Matt Hughes isn't committed.
It's a passing of the torch fight.
Yes.
Thanks, but...
You're going to start being the gatekeeper.
Should have put on Spike TV. Coaches.
Why didn't they do that season? I'd at least want...
Put on Spike.
Do a season. At least.
They should put all the coaches in the season.
Yes.
Oh, that'd be crazy. Fuck.
Oh, shit. They should do a... All the nobodies, like the comeback ones, they should run a season that way.
That's right. They should put Keith Hackney in the tournament.
Yes. Seth Petruzzelli. I want to see him in this tournament.
I want to see Seth Petruzzelli, Keith Hackney, Pat Miletich.
Oh, but they need controversy, though. They need Kimbo.
That's easy.
Kimbo, he has to be on the opposite team. I'll tell you what, I could go on right.
Tank Abbott.
Yes, Tank Abbott. Get him in there.
Frank Shamrock, we're throwing him in there. Tournament.
Jens Pulver.
Jens
Pulver, come back.
Oh, he got choked on the other night.
No, but that's fine.
No, he got choked.
He's
too small, dude.
These are big guys. Oh, I think that was it. No.
Holy fuck.
What just happened?
Whoa. That's technology.